Welcome back to Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. Pianist Minsu Son made his Carnegie Hall debut this past fall, 2012. In 2011, Son recorded Johann Sebastian Bach's epic hour-long-plus keyboard masterpiece, The Goldberg Variations. Son's Bach was named one of the top classical recordings of the year by the New York Times. Minsu Son has toured extensively throughout North America, Europe, and Israel as a soloist and a chamber musician. He is assistant professor of piano at Michigan State University's College of Music. Tomorrow evening at 7:30, Son performs a solo concert at MSU's Cook Recital Hall. Now, Wednesday's program is as wide-ranging as Son's career, with works by Brahms, Beethoven, and Webern. Minsu also includes an homage to Bach by the great 19th-century composer Franz Liszt, widely regarded as the most famous pianist of his day. WKAR's Peter Whorf spoke with Minsu Son about tomorrow night's program and Liszt, the musical superstar of his era.
That's when he was having his peak as a pianist, and when he was performing all over the Europe. But, you know, people forget that in his later part of his life, he was one of the most religious figure, and he taught so many students. He was as dedicated as a teacher, as a performer when he was young. So, a man of many different characteristics. I think it's been said that he's one of the first pianists who ever started that phenomena of, you know, playing by heart. To me, he should be considered one of the, if not the best, pianist in the history of piano playing. But I think he will be the first one who admit that he had a great reverence for Bach, and which is quite evident in one of my programming for the concert.
Liszt makes this connection with Bach, a composer who is so associated with spiritual music and liturgical music, and music that was heard on a regular basis in the church. Is there a connection then between, as you said earlier in this conversation, Liszt's own spiritual direction and connection with religion later in his life?
I don't know if this particular piece has anything to do with it, but if you look at a big chunk of his later works, it's deeply, deeply related with the religious part of his life and his everyday routine. Beethoven's Opus 109 is actually quite similar in terms of musical structure with the Webern's variations for piano, because both pieces have sort of fantasy-like first movement, and then second movement is just very, very quick scherzo. And then finally, at the third movement, this is for both pieces, Webern and Beethoven, returns to a strictly variation form. Of course, Beethoven's Opus 109 is not considered a variation as a whole. It's a sonata, but the last movement is one of the famous Beethoven's variation, of course. And at the end, the theme comes back, almost having the same effect as Goldberg variation when the aria comes back at the very end. So all these musical connections that I found playing with all those music, I find it very interesting. But the in Webern's case, I think audience will find it quite unfamiliar. But for me, the purpose and the challenge is to make this music like Beethoven.
Minsu Son is assistant professor of piano at the College of Music at Michigan State University. He performs a recital at Cook Recital Hall on the MSU campus tomorrow night at 7:30. Professor Son, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, this is Peter Whorf.